Well, good morning, Saints of God. This is Ty Moore bringing you online Bible school with Grace Institute. And we'll be sharing this with our other discipleship group, PowerPoint Motivational Word, PowerPoint Discipleship in Favor Media. We also will be uplifting this lesson at the end of this section on Grace Institute Online Bible School as a podcast. That is Grace Institute Online Bible School. This lesson will be uploaded to your podcast that you can listen to it as you choose to. So I want to say good morning to you. Welcome to our Wednesday morning edition as we continue in our lesson as we are dealing with the gifts of the Spirit. Well, we're talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, but we're giving it a subtitle, the gifts of the Spirit. And the reason why we're saying the gifts of the Spirit is simply because the Holy Spirit has different function, different way of administering to us. And so my assignment is to give you the differences of the Holy Spirit, the function of the Holy Spirit. Not that I'm going to be able to exhaust all of his understanding about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, because it's too large. We could never exhaust God, but we can give as much revelation, much understanding of the Scripture according to the proportion of my faith. And so that's what the Word of God is saying. As we talked about in Romans chapter 12, it said, let him teach him that, you know, let him prophesy according to the proportion of his faith. He that ministered, let him wait on his ministry. And so, or he that giveth, let him give according to the ability God has placed within him. And then we talked about the fivefold calling gift, which is apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers that he's given to the body. Jesus has given to the body of Christ. He's also given us the nine fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, faith, goodness, long-suffering, temperance, and meekness. So also we have nine other gifts, which is called the gift of faith, the gift of miracles, the working of miracles, the gift of healings, tongues, interpretation of tongue, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirit. But then there are other gifts also which talk about government and talk about ministry of health. So when you put all these different gifts together under the heading of the Holy Spirit, it can be about 32 different gifts functioning under the same heading. What we're learning to do is to understand the diversity and how to administer them to you so that you can understand where you are and how and what is it that God has placed in you so that you can become more confident in the revelation of Jesus Christ himself. Because you're going to only be able to prophesy according to the revelation knowledge that the Holy Spirit releases in you, but you have to do it by faith. And so when we say do it by faith, you have to allow the Holy Spirit to use your vocal cord. You have to allow him to speak, to administer through your mouth what the Spirit of God is saying, so that we're able to do what? To live it out in this natural realm by faith. And when we say by faith, we're talking about the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you notice, one of the nine fruits of the Spirit is faith or faithfulness. So we don't have to get faith. We already have faith. But what we're learning to do is how to utilize the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ to do what? To walk in the Spirit and making a stand against demonic forces that wants to hinder the hand of God, the power of God, or should I say the kingdom of God, from being manifested as much as it can. Now, the kingdom of darkness will never be able to overcome the kingdom of God or the kingdom of light. But it can hinder it in some aspect in certain regions, certain countries, even on certain side of even just a town that you may live in, a city that you live in. Why? Because there is not enough spiritual light producing. See, the anointing is there. The power is there. But until someone stands up and releases that anointing so that the power or that ability can be released in that city, then what happened is that people die from a lack of knowledge, or they are destroyed from a lack of knowledge. And so what does the scripture say? Excuse me. It says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed. How? Because by a lack of knowledge. And so it's the lack of understanding. When we say knowledge, we're talking about a lack of revelation knowledge. Because when you have revelation knowledge, when you have revelation knowledge, notice this, you're not afraid. See, perfect love, which is God's love, it casts out fear. Let me say that to you again. Perfect love, God's love, it casts out all fear. So when I feel afraid or I feel timid or whatever that may be, I'm not walking in that perfect love. Because why? His word says in Psalm 91, Isaiah 54, 17, and then Psalm 91, he said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you. So when we say every tongue, what is it that's trying to come against you right now? What is that that's trying to hinder you from moving forward or being steadfast? See, it's not the thing that's coming against you. It is you and I not having an understanding that God loved me. And because God loves me, then notice this, no evil shall befall me. You see how I'm saying that? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Well, how could you say? Because God loved me. And because God loved me, that means God has dealt with the tormentor. He has dealt with the enemy. He has removed the fear of darkness away from me. The fear of failure, he has moved it away from me by putting his nature inside of me. See, when he became, excuse me, when he became the Lord of your life, notice this, his life set on the inside of you and it made you supernatural. That means his super is in our natural. And because his super is on our natural, then guess what? We have an ability living on the inside of us that we can say, nope, no evil befall me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I shall be the one to condemn it. So you're the one that's condemning. You're the one that's coming against whatever that's trying to stop you from moving forward. Why? Because God loves you. And see, this is the purpose of the gifts of the Spirit. See, when you notice this, I have many things that sometimes days that a lot comes before me. And the way that I handle them is because I can go from one place to another place of the responsibility that I have. So what am I doing? I'm praying in tongues. I'm praying in the Spirit. When I'm walking on a campus that I have to be, you know, that I watch over, I'm praying in the Spirit. I pray in the Spirit for all the staff that are there. I pray for all the families, the children that represent the families that are there. Why? Because my presence, meaning the Christ that's in me, the love of God that's in me, it demands peace. It demand victory. Are you following what I'm saying? And the people itself, God loves all the staffs. He loves the family. He loves those children. And it's like, it's our responsibility that when we show up, that the love of God shows up there. The love of God is displayed on that campus. It's displayed around those people. And when you leave there, you should leave an impression that God was with us. Now, he never leaves us, but you know, as a person, when you, it's like, you know, I watch some of the children at some of the daycares that when I go to or whatnot, and how those children, they cling to those teachers. They cling to people that they know. That's a love. That's an expression of God's love. That's an expression of God's trust that those children have. And so we see this all the time. But what am I saying to you? When, if I get overwhelmed, because there are days I am. And what I do, I take the opportunity again, and I pray in tongues. Remember when we say, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, he speaketh not unto men, but he speaketh unto God. And so when I do that, what am I doing? I'm edifying myself. I'm building up myself. My mind becomes unfruitful. What it does, it disconnects, because that's where the trouble is. That's where the anxiety is. That's what the attacks are. So when I pray in the Spirit, what is it doing? It's giving me a revelation. It's giving me a comfort that God is with me in that. And so what I do when I pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is beginning to illuminate my understanding. He's giving me light. He's giving me a confidence. So how does that work? Well, I walk around. It don't have to take a lot to do that. I walk around on those campuses. I walk when I'm driving my truck from place to place. When I go inside of a store, he didn't make case, he didn't in my concert. You know, you could be talking like that all the time when you have your little thing here. They don't, you know, the society we live in today, people don't realize that you praying in the Spirit. They think you talking to somebody else. Now, 30 years ago, if I'd have done that, it looked at me and said, watch out, that was something wrong with him. But, you know, today's society, you can walk around and they make case to a lot by Kosete. Especially if you have your little things in your ear, they don't know who you're talking to. They figure you're on the phone talking to somebody. But you're talking to the Lord. And so I take advantage of that as much as I can. And that's what you should do. As you take time, and this is what I'm saying, this is one of the gifts of the Spirit that the church has become weakened in. Our churches has become weakened, and what it does, when the church loses its savor, then the enemy know that it can infiltrate into our communities, on our jobs, even in our churches. And many people you see now is filled with oppression. They're filled with fear. They're filled with sickness and disease. They're filled with a lack of understanding and anointing to overcome any obstacle there is. And that's why the enemy wants the church to stop praying in tongues. It don't want you and I to pray in the Spirit. It don't want you and I to prophesy to the body of Christ, or even to people on your job. Because see, prophesying comes up by divine. It's a divine revelation that comes up on the inside of you that you can release to a person on your job, on the street, whatever. I mean, I've gotten to the place right now that the more I pray in the Spirit, and the more I see someone that is, you know, less fortunate, whether it be a homeless person or whatever, I'm looking for an opportunity to sow into their life, because we don't know their story. I used to have the attitude, they just gonna take that money and just go buy more drugs or buy more alcohol. Well, that may be so, but I don't know that. But I know one thing, it's just that I'm displaying the love of God in my heart when I release that money to them. And if I have an opportunity to minister to them for a few minutes at that red light or whatever, I'm going to do so. Or to see someone that's, you know, that may be, you know, on crutches or in pain, you know, like one of the instructors yesterday, they waited for me, not yesterday, wanted me to pray with them. Because I prayed with them about their allergies and allergies left. Now they want me to pray with them about their sinuses infection because of, and why? Because they trust the power of the word of God that is inside of us. See, they can't see God, but they can see this, they can see the attribute, the result of the hand of God on our lives through us. So you are God's mouthpiece. You are God's hand. So sometimes, you know, God will have you to lay hands on people. Sometimes God will have you to speak a word of encouragement to people. Sometimes God will use you to stand alone, to be a support with people. And they can feel the strength. They can, the strength that they feel is that anointing coming from you. And what is it doing? It's empowering them. It's strengthening them to do what? To make it through another day. We all need one another in the body of Christ, because none of us are an island. All of us need to receive from someone to do what? So that we can make it through that day or make it through that week. So when we look at these gifts of the Spirit, again, it's so important. And I just, you know, I know other people pray, you know, teach on these, but we don't have enough people that I hear of teaching on the ministry of the Holy Spirit in this light to get the church refired up, to refire the church as a whole. And guess what? We'll see a lot of oppression, people on pills with depression, people on different medications because of whatever. We'll see a lot of it diminish. Why? Because we are releasing the love that God has for them. And you know, here's one of the verses of scripture that I was meditating on before I came on this morning. Matter of fact, it was so good I didn't want to move from that place. But notice this. In 1 John 4 and in verse 13, and I'm going to read this to you from the Classic Amplified Version. It says, by this we come to know. Now notice what he said. By this we come to know. What is that we come to know? Perceive, recognize, and notice this, and understand. See, that's where, this is where the love of God has to be displayed in your soul. Because you see, your spirit already has all of these divine energy on the inside. But because if we don't learn, if we don't teach about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and when you begin to pray in other tongues, that's why I say every Christian has the possibility to pray in other tongues. But when you are not amongst people that pray in tongues all the time, then more than likely you won't do it. You probably believe in it. You heard it. But you won't actually do it on a consistent basis, because why? The enemy will talk you out of, you know, who can understand that? What good is that? And then you use the body of Christ, sometimes preachers that don't have a lot of understanding about these truths, to cause confusion. Well, my job is not to, you know, cause confusion, but to give you the scripture. You go back, you look at it, and you judge it in the light of the word. And you'll see that it's more than what I could actually cover. But I'm here to give you the foundation, the basic of understanding the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And as you continue to be a student of the truth of God's word, you can never exhaust, as I said before in the beginning of this lesson, you can never exhaust the power of the Holy Ghost. Because it is the Spirit of God. It is God by the Spirit living and moving amongst us. He's using our physical body to do what? To channel His goodness through us. So God have to have a body for his goodness to be revealed. And so here, again, when you see in 1 John 4, 13, it said, by this we come to know. See, we come to know, meaning it's not automatic. And that's why when you pray in tongues, when I pray in the spirit, see, that's my prayer language. What am I doing? I'm building myself up. And what has happened? The Holy Spirit is going to illuminate revelation knowledge come forth out of my spirit because I'm praying out of my spirit that is born of God. I couldn't help that one. That one right there came forth as a way of illuminating light, meaning truth is being revealed. Revelation knowledge is coming forth out of my mouth as I speak to you. These are not things I rehearse. This is not a lesson I rehearse. It's not even a lesson per se that I study for the day. It's revelation knowledge over years of studying and continue to study, but just make yourself ready to speak in a manner however he leads. That's what he's looking for from me. Now, some people teach by notes, some people teach by what they and they stick with, and that's okay. It doesn't make a difference. The only difference is making sure we get out what God wants us to get out. Amen? And so notice this. He said in verse 13, he said, by this, and this is John, we come to know, meaning we come to know the time I spent with him in the natural. I didn't gain much insight, John is saying. Oh, but when I was in that upper room in Acts 1:8, and I was sitting in that upper room when Jesus told us all to stay that we may receive the promise. They come to know through the revelation of when they walk with him 3.5 years, but they couldn't attain that now because they were spiritually dead. They were natural. And the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man cannot receive these spiritual truths. They can't discern them because they're spiritual truths. So, but when he said we come to know, meaning through our new birth like we have, through us being filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, when it said the Spirit of God come in like a rushing mighty wind and fill all the house where they were sitting. This is the same John that's speaking. He's coming, he's speaking from a place of saying, by this we come to know, perceive, and recognize and understand that we abide, live, and remain in him, and he in us. Oh, wow. Boy, if you could feast on that today. And notice what he said. Because he has given us, that means imparted to us his Holy Spirit. Wow. Can you see that? He has imparted to us what? His Holy Spirit. And besides, we ourselves have seen and have deliberately and steadfast by contemplating, he said, and bear witness, see, that the Father, notice this, the Father sent the Son, and notice this, as the Savior of the world. Can you see that? And notice this. Look at verse 18. He said, therefore, there is no fear in love. When you know the Father truly loves. See, that's the purpose of the gifts. When you pray in tongues, the reason why the Father give the gift of tongues, prophecy, excuse me. The reason the Father give these gifts is because he loves us. And he know that because we are still physical, we still live in this natural body. The purpose of the gift is to empower us through our heart, in our heart, so that our bodies can be administered to, our surrounding world can be administered to. Why? Because our perception, our understanding of God's love, notice it, it casts out fear. Because why? The thing that I'm hearing, things that I may be experiencing, is putting up fear on the inside. Something might happen. How are we going to overcome this? Well, this is how that verse of scripture, when you have fear that tries to come up on you, sometimes it tries to come to me. You hear a negative report. So what I do? This verse right here said, there is no fear in love. Notice it. It says, dread, and it does not exist. He said, but full-grown, complete, perfect love. See? Full-grown, complete, perfect love. That means little by little, you get to that place in your heart that fear has no place in your heart. You have filled your heart with God's love by faith, because you constantly meditate on that love. You constantly thinking on his love towards you in every situation, in every circumstance. And therefore, fear can never infiltrate your heart again. When something, you hear of a negative report or something negative, you say, no. Perfect love, God's love in me has cast this fear, has proven to me that he loved me and that he's already made a way of my escape. I just don't see it at the moment, but I know that no evil shall befall me, nor any plague come nigh my dwelling. He has given me ministering angels charged round about me, and they are keeping me in all of my ways. Why? Because my Father loves me. See, what are you doing? See, you're releasing faith-filled words into this atmosphere, because that's what Jesus came to establish, the kingdom of God. So when we start speaking words of the kingdom of God, of this light, of this way, then all of a sudden, the word, ministering angel, the Holy Spirit, the Father himself, all of heaven begins to start moving in a manner that is right for you and I. whatever deficit, whatever sickness, whatever disease that may attach to someone else, it won't come nigh you. It won't come nigh your house. It won't come nigh your family. Why? Because you have put perfect love in the place where fear was trying to get in. If there's no fear, you can never be assaulted in a way that it stick. It'd be just like putting oil on your body. If you put oil on your hand and you put it under the water, guess what? The water just run off. It'll never penetrate. Well, that's what the anointing is. When you speak words that's filled with life, filled with God's love by the Holy Ghost, then guess what? Whatever is coming, it'll never be able to penetrate. Why? Because you, as an act of your will, you said there is no fear in love. It does, dread does not exist, but full grown, you'll testify that I am fully grown and complete in his love. And notice this, and it turns fear out the door. It expels every trace of terror. Fear, notice it, for fear brings with it the thought of punishment, so that he who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love, is not yet grown into love complete perfection. Boy, that's powerful. So anytime I look at something that wants me to take the side of fear, then I begin to draw to scriptures on the love of God. God has not given me the spirit of fear. Or Romans 8:15 said, God, let's look at this, and I'll close with this verse of scripture. Look at this. For those of you, and again, remember, you can upload this podcast, Grace Institute Online Bible School, at the end of this lesson. This will be on a podcast, and you can listen to it again Romans 8, and notice here in verse 15, notice what this says right here. In Romans 8, it says, "For the Spirit which you have now received," see that? "It's not a spirit of slavery to put you once more in bondage to fear." Wow. Can y'all, boy, isn't that good? Isn't that good? Let me read that to you again. He said, "For the Spirit which you have now received is not a spirit of slavery to put you once more in bondage to fear." See, that's, you see why the enemy don't want you to pray in tongues? Because see, when you pray in the Spirit, that's what happens. Your perception, your understanding, all of a sudden revelation knowledge come up about these scriptures of knowing, no, I'm not going to live in fear. I'm not going to live in this medication, taking this fear. I'm not going to let this doctor report be the final result of what I'm hearing. No, I thank the doctor for giving me this, you know, diagnosing what is wrong. But I'm going to the Word of God. And why? Because Jesus is my healer. He's my deliverer. My God loves me. And what are you doing? You begin to search the Scripture. All while you, whatever medication you're on, all while you're taking your medication, you begin to take the Word with it. Because the medicine not healing, but the Word will. The medicine will give you a temporary release of whatever's wrong, but the Word is a healer. It's a restorer. So when you hear me say, you don't even have to take your medication, because while you've been taking the medication and taking the Word at the same time, all of a sudden you're going to realize, man, I'm not in pain. I don't need this. I know it's the hour I'm supposed to get, but I don't need it. And you have this confidence come up on the inside. It's not you. It's the Word that you've been confessing along with taking the medicine has given you an inner strength. And all of a sudden you realize, wow, I don't need this no more. And you stay with the Word. Why? It wasn't the medicine that healed you while you don't take it no more. It's the Word that has strengthened you, and your body has received the strength of the Word. And now you must stay with the Word every day as you have, quoting healing scripture, studying the Word, listening to the Word like this, so that you can stay whole. Because if you don't stay with it, then the enemy would come back with the same type of assault. And he'll find out that you don't have that defense up. He'll find out that you are not all down, like I said before, so that the sickness or the report will not penetrate in your thought life. But if it find out that it has not been fed, then he's going to try to come back and come back with a bang the next time to try to take you out. I hope you understood what I just said there. And so notice this. He said, "But you have received the Spirit of adoption, the Spirit producing sonship." Wow. You received the Spirit of sonship, the Spirit that producing sonship. Sonship means, think about Jesus. He never lived in fear. Think about Jesus. He was never sick. And notice this. Whenever they needed food or whenever they needed money, notice this. He had an anointing on him that caused money to show up. He had an anointing on him to take whatever they had, like the two fish and the five loaves, and call and gave thanks to the Father to multiply. Why? Because there was no fear in love. Your Father would not have you to be somewhere, or no matter where you are, to be, you know, to be somewhere and will not be able to produce for you. No, you are the one. That's why you're there. He's going to produce through you. He's going to live through you. He's going to provide through you. But if you keep looking for some other way and not recognizing that you have everything you need, it's the anointing. That anointing of Christ in you, it destroys. It removes the burden. It destroys the yoke. So the yoke in your life and in my life, the burdens that may be in your life and my, it's already been destroyed because Jesus already done. And so I have to close with this. Notice this again. He said, for the spirit which you have received in him is not a spirit of slavery that puts you once more in bondage to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, the spirit producing sonship in the bliss which we cry, Abba, Father. Glory to God. Well, look, I love you. My time has come and gone. I hate to end it like this, but we'll pick it up again tonight in our online Bible school Wednesday night tonight at the Favor Church. You can join us at live, 3148 West Penn Hook, or you can join us by Facebook on the Favor Church Facebook page. But again, this lesson that I'm teaching you, Grace Online Institute Bible School, it will be uploaded when I complete this lesson. So we love you. We thank God for you. And we also thank you for your support. Those of you that support us financially, thank you. And there's a site up there that you can support us through Cash App if you choose to. And it's a blessing. And we receive it. So until the next time, may God's best and his favor be with you. We love you now. We'll do it again tomorrow, God willing. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a great day.